Well, welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Max is covered on a Saturday morning as we talk sports here on the Coach's Corner. Coming up for you later today in high school basketball play, Western will be at Lebanon on the girls' side at 6 o'clock, and on the guys' side, Western will be at Lebanon between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And again, we'll have that matchup for you this evening here on Radio Mom. Lebanon Tigers got their season underway, of course, the night before Thanksgiving, and once again, it was Hamilton Heights provided the competition to talk about his kids' performance back on Wednesday, and what about their opponent tonight? Western is Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Albert, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Glad you could stop by and visit with us here, so let's talk a little turkey news first for Thanksgiving. Are you a turkey guy or are you a ham guy?
Both. Yeah, both. We had a lot of each. It was really a really nice Thanksgiving. So,
good. Glad to hear it. And probably made it a little bit nicer knowing that you got the win the night before.
Yeah, that's always good for everyone on Thanksgiving. And I'm sure everyone dreads if we don't win the game the night before. So, but yeah, no, it was all good.
So you had the scrimmage against Park Tudor, and that gives you a little bit of indication, and then you get into the regular season game. The things you saw in the scrimmage against Park Tudor, were there some things that carried over that you thought the kids did well?
Yeah, I thought we shared the basketball a lot more this year so far against Park Tudor, and then against Hamilton Heights. We had 17 assists on the night, which is a really good number coming from, you know, three or four or five different kids. So I felt like we did a really nice job of that on the offensive end.
Again, Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We get a chance to talk about the Tigers' win over Hamilton Heights. It was a game where the Tigers led at every stop. Lebanon was able to get out on Heights and lead early 11-8. What did you see out of your kids playing the early portion of the game?
You know, I thought both teams were pretty, like, tight the first, you know, first game of the season, and you've been practicing against your own kids, each other, for 2 weeks, you know. I just felt like both teams were kind of tight and, you know, just trying to work that first quarter, first game type jitters out. And, you know, so it was kind of a slow-moving first quarter.
Tigers were able to get a good contribution from their 6'7 senior, Drew Terrell, who was able to contribute six points in that first quarter. Seemed to be a matchup issue. Heights didn't know how to handle him, and he just kind of hung around the basket.
Yeah, he did a nice job of being in a position to score, and I thought our guards did a really good job of attacking the gap and getting into the lane and creating some problems for Heights. And defensively, they had to help, and which you know, gave Drew some really easy baskets. So I credit our guards a little bit to that and Drew for finishing around the rim.
Tigers continue to build on their lead as they led 21-15 at halftime, and the more players got involved in the scoring column. Caden Sloggett chipped in with a bucket. Reese Jones hit a three. Corbin Sloggett with a three. Drew had a bucket for two. And so we saw other guys start to get involved. Hunter Crew came off the bench and contributed in that first half as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think this year it's kind of nice. You know, we have 8, 9, 10 guys we can play. You know, at any time, and we just don't lose much when we bring guys off the bench. And so I thought, you know, the second quarter we were a little bit more up-tempo, and, you know, it seemed like we were kind of, you know, getting in the groove a little bit. And, you know, I think we carried a six-point lead into halftime. Again, I thought defensively we were okay in the first half. I just felt like Heights struggled a little bit offensively, and you know, again, maybe that's the first game of the season. I'm sure by the end of the year he'll turn those guys around. But I felt like, you know, all the guys that came off the bench, Hunter Crew, who's been a three-year starter, took a little bit of a different role here early in the season, and you know, he accepted it really well and probably played one of the best games I've seen him play in the 4 years he's been here. So, you know, you still had Landon Fouts come off the bench and Jake Burns come off the bench. So, you know, I just felt like we had a good nucleus, and we could play eight guys and feel pretty comfortable right there.
The game really turned in the third quarter, and what were your kids doing well in that quarter, Albert, to really spread the margin out?
I think, you know, you're going to hear this all year long from coaches, is that, you know, we shot the ball very well in the second half, and that we were able to extend our lead. And I think we took some better shots, some more open shots, not contested shots, and our kids' feet were ready and set, ready to shoot the basketball. We've got some guys that can shoot it, so I just felt like, you know, any time that you're making shots, you know, that's going to make your team much, much better.
Have you challenged Reese Jones to be a little more aggressive on the offensive side?
Yeah, especially, you know, through last year and into the summer this year, and I thought all summer he did that, and, you know, I felt like in the second half he did that the other night too, and again, maybe that's just the first half of the game, you know, kids just getting acclimated to the first game. So we'll see what happens this evening when we play Western.
Tigers able to build the lead 40-26 after three quarters, so going into the fourth quarter is going to be a matter of can the Tigers hold on to the lead and build on it, and the Tigers were able to do that and ended up winning 65-49. One thing we saw a lot of in that fourth quarter especially was the Hamilton Heights going to the free throw line.
Yeah, awful lot of fouls called, you know, early. I mean, for the first game of the year, you know, I think Heights shot 23 free throws in the second half, and I think we were 10 for 12 for the game, and they were 24 for 30. So, you know, they got to the line, and half of their points, their 49 points, came from the free throw line. So, you know, I think that's a little bit of it was called kind of close, more close in the second half, but I also felt like defensively we were not very good and didn't do a very good job being in the right spots, and we allowed guys to drive and get by us, and then, you know, the result was that someone was fouling them. So I think it was a little bit of both of those circumstances.
But the Tigers, in the end, get the victory over Hamilton Heights, winning 65-49. You look at the line, and it was a balanced night of scoring. Hunter Crew leading the way with 18 points, and he just had a terrific second half. Didn't miss at the free throw line, had a couple trips there, but lots of twos, lots of shots around the basket, and I think you'd like to see a lot of that from Hunter this year.
Yeah, I think he was 6-for-6 from the field and 4-for-4 from the free throw line in the second half. I mean, you can't ask for a better half than that, you know. And I thought what was good about it was Drew Terrell and Hunter and Corbin Sloggett and Reese Jones had good scoring that night. And Caden Sloggett, who's very capable of getting 10 to 14 points a game. And Kobe Ottinger, who just had a rough start the other night, you know, but he obviously will, you know, turn that around and get that going. I don't think he scored. And so when you take a look at those two guys that really didn't contribute offensively, you know, we put 65 points up, I think that's a pretty good sign for us.
But when you look at your team, what is the upside for this program? Is this a team you think can score 60, 65 points on average this season?
Yeah, I think so. I think there'll be some games that, you know, we might feel that, you know, keeping the game in the mid-40s or high 40s may be a benefit to us. But for the most part, you know, I think that we've got some maturity now, and we've got a lot of guys that started last year, played last year, got a lot of playing time last year that were young. So I think this year we're a little more apt to give our guys a little more room to you know, play a little bit as opposed to, you know, trying to control the situation. So I do think there'll be, you know, there's going to be some times where sometimes when you play an opponent that they're just better than you are, and you've got to find different ways to win, and that may be, you know, playing in the 40s and trying to keep the game at a little slower pace. But I think most of the time we're going to try to be in the high 50s.
Again, Albert Hendricks with us there on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Tigers basketball. So when you break down the individual numbers, you look at turnovers, you look at rebounds. Obviously, you shot the ball well at the free throw line. Didn't get a lot of attempts, but you made most that you took. Turnovers and rebounds, how'd your kids do in the coach's mind?
I think turnovers, we had 13, and I think we could have had 10 or less. I felt like, you know, 3 to 5 of those were just reach-in foul again, just, or, you know, doing something that a travel, or coming down the floor and just making a pass and not really looking to see who we're throwing it to, just things like that. So, you know, I think, I'm hoping by the time we get to Christmas, you know, we're at about 10, you know, per game. So for the first game, 13 wasn't bad. Rebounding was okay. Obviously an area we need to get better at.
What about your opponent tonight, Western?
Western's 0-1, and they played Kokomo the first night, and Coach Farrell and I had an opportunity to go up and watch the game, and I personally think that this is the best Western team that I've seen probably since Trey's senior year when it went triple overtime, and they really had a nice club then as well as we did. So I really believe this is their best team. They had an individual player last 4 years by the name of Sanders who most of the offense revolved around him, and he was averaging probably 18, 20 points a game. But I really believe this year they've got the nucleus of 7, 8, 9 kids they can play as well. which makes them a pretty good basketball team. And they're awfully well coached. I don't know if I want to go that far with Tonsoni being a part of that program, but they do a great job. Their coaching staff is really good.